Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb here on your Wednesday. Glad you could be with us again on Sports Map Radio. All right, let's get the good of the day.
The good of the day. You know, I could have easily said, you know what, wait, we haven't talked soccer in a little bit. USA played yesterday. And
oh, beat, they did, that's right.
They yeah. beat Oman, but you know what? Game was boring. I didn't watch it, and they okay. should beat Oman 4-0. So instead, I'm going to focus my good of the day on the Sphere in Las Vegas.
That thing is amazing.
I learned something yesterday,
okay,
and I did not know this, that, you know, we've seen pictures of the Sphere outside where it's, you know, it's just an incredible feat. Did you know it's a full working theater on the inside?
No, I did not. So inside that thing is a theater?
It's a theater.
That's pretty fantastic.
And not only is it a theater, Tony, it is the largest screen in the world.
Oh, no.
So if you can picture, I'm going to say 60% of that sphere, like from floor all the way to directly above you and all the way to like 180-degree peripheral is just one gigantic screen.
Okay, now I'm going to Vegas. I got to check this thing out.
There's a video. There's a little clip online that you can look at where it's a video from the, I think it's director or producer of The Life of Pi. You remember that movie where
he's on a boat with the tiger?
So this movie is kind of like a nature documentary that starts in Antarctica, spans 15 different countries. They just show one little scene where the elephant comes on the screen. I mean, the elephant's like, you know, 100 feet tall.
That's awesome.
It's going to, and there's 100, I think, what does it say, 167 speakers? Oh,
that
I'm sorry. No, I was wrong. I was off just a little bit. 167,000 speakers.
Yeah. Oh, that's wild. That's wild. That thing, I see pictures of...
the outside.
Basketball.
Yeah.
Tennis ball. Like eyeball, globe.
The eyeball freaks me out.
The eyeball does freak me out. I wonder how much of a distraction is that for drivers.
Yeah.
Like when they're just like, what? Look at that. That thing is really incredible.
But now you know it's a full-on working theater on the inside.
Right. I know some of you guys won't do this, but I'm urging you in November on a particular Saturday night, watch the Las Vegas Grand Prix. You will see that and a bunch of other, like, lights festivals that are going on.
Because they're doing it at night,
right? It's at midnight. Yeah, it starts at midnight East Coast, I believe, Eastern time. It starts at Minnesota 10, 9 o'clock. Yeah, but it's at night. It might be midnight there. I haven't checked the actual start time locally for that race.
If it's midnight
there. But it is going to be late.
Yeah, if it's midnight there.
I think it's going to be.
I think it's +8, so it'd be like 8 in the morning.
But yes, exactly. I mean, you know, who cares? The Europeans complain that we get, when we have these races, they got to, I get up at like 5 in the morning for a race in
But this one's in the middle of the afternoon, Tony.
Right, they can't
possibly. It's during tea time.
Yes. It is at, the race actually will start midnight Central Time, 1 a.m. Eastern.
Okay.
So that's 10 o'clock Vegas time. Watch it. Who cares about the race? Watch the festivals of lights.
Yeah, no, I think it'll be
fun. It's going to be fantastic.
And
especially is going to be,
I'm going to be looking
backdrop
at the Sphere. I mean,
yeah.
You know, I wonder what crazy thing can they cook up?
I loved, when I lived in Vegas, the thing I loved was the kind of wackiness. We didn't get this kind of I lived in the 90s, so late 90s, so it wasn't this technologically advanced. But like, I can remember the Luxor Hotel. They had a big sticker on the hotel with it that looked like an asteroid had gone through it, like straight through it, and it was to promote Armageddon, that movie, and it looked fantastic. It looked real. It was great, like little things like that. I saw like 6 hotels go up in my time in Vegas. And I went to 3 grand opening parties when I lived out there. I went to the Mandalay Bay, I went to Paris, and I went to Venetian. So I got media passes to go to those things, which is nothing more than food and a bunch of people shaking each other's hands, congratulating them on building a casino. Did you know we met Wayne Newton Did I ever tell you that story?
I think you did, yeah.
Wayne Newton is performing tonight here in Nashville at the Ryman. Excuse me. At the Ryman. And we met Wayne Newton. My wife and I met Wayne Newton at it was a golf tournament dinner. And I was there for media, just going to interview some celebrities. And I interviewed Wayne Newton, and he kissed my wife's hand. And he was really, really nice.
And she's never washed it
I
since.
Know. We still talk about it. Like, Wayne Newton, Mr. Las Vegas. He was very, very cool. Like more cool than he should have been. Like, he asked us about us, like, where we were from. Like, you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
You're the celebrity. I'm asking you questions. You don't have to get to know us. He was genuinely nice. Asked us if we had seen his show. We did.
Yeah, he's a gentleman.
Yeah, he was very gentleman. Very gentleman. He knew how to work the room, if you will. So, yeah, that sphere is fantastic. It's great. I just don't know. Like, to me, it's amazing how they do that with the pictures.
It's
not just throwing a picture up. Like, it's got to, you have to have, I'm assuming you have to have a picture that's in a certain format in order to get each screen to take a portion of. Remember when you were a kid? I know I'm going long on this. Sorry.
No, it's fine.
Remember when you were a kid and I don't know if you did this in art class, but I think most kids did, where they would take like a Van Gogh and then they would break it into sections. And then you were responsible for drawing or coloring in a section. And then the goal was put all the sections together and let's see how close we are to the Van Gogh. Did you ever do that?
No.
Okay. Maybe we just did. But basically art class was like, you just do this section. So here's your piece. Make it look like this. And you would put it all together. So that's what I'm thinking. When they go, hey, we're going to put up a tennis ball would be easy. But if we're going to do the globe, we have to make sure that this picture of the globe is in some format so that every single screen gets its piece of the picture so that it all comes together and looks like a globe.
I don't get it. I mean, when you see them do that too, they'll put up like different panels.
Yeah.
And I look at each panel as like an individual TV screen, but it's not. They're all connected together.
It's crazy.
This and you know when you I sent you the video, by the way. So if you check your email, you'll see the link for it.
The
elephant link, because it's really, it's just mind blowing, like how gigantic this thing is. I mean, it's got to be a must-see attraction on everyone's list now as they go to Vegas.
I think so too.
Like I remember like when the Stratosphere first opened up. You know, years and years and years ago, it was like almost a thing, like you have to go to the top of the Stratosphere. You have to ride that roller coaster.
You have to ride shot straight up
and
the roller
coaster. The thing up and down, you know, because it's the highest roller coaster in the world and it's crazy to think and blah, 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 blah. This one, though, is like, okay, you're really tapping. This is something that everyone is willing to do and everyone's going to want to do. I mean, it's like being inside of a planetarium except, you know, bigger.
I'm going to this. I'm just watching the video now. I'm going to this.
You see, I mean,
I gotta go see this.
And the thing that I don't even know how they do it or where they're positioned, but 167,000 speakers. I mean,
that's
crazy.
How
big is this room?
How much ear damage could you do to somebody if you cranked it to 11?
And as one reader or somebody pointed out, I was like, I can't wait to see a concert there.
Yeah.
Can you imagine a concert like, you know, they're performing on the stage, but, you know, the video screen shows them?
That's nuts.
That would be the best thing possible. I don't know.
Yeah.
You might go deaf. I think you're right. Earplugs might be a thing to bring.
By the way, the Stratosphere has a ride where if you get on a roller coaster car and then it tilts and then it falls off the edge, but it stops at the last thing.
That sounds something like I'm going to sign up to do.
Yeah, exactly. No, thank you.
Yeah.
There's another ride that will go over the edge and spin you around while you're hovering over. No, yeah. Thanks. No.
Do they
I'm
have
done.
A? Do they have an underwear shop there?
Yeah. Right.
I'm being honest.
Why is it that? And we're not the only ones. I know some of you out there are older and you're daredevils. I get it. But why is it that when you get older, you go, nope, no, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm done. Like when you're a kid, you're like, oh yeah, I'll free fall
I
love it.
I was all on board for bungee jumping. I was all
everything,
on board.
Every dangerous thing you sign up for.
Honestly, there's still a part of me, if it wasn't that, you know, you know, I think I might be a little heavier than I was when I first thought about it. There's still a part of me, though, that would want to skydive.
Oh, no, I'm with you.
Tandem.
I'm with you.
But I'm afraid that, you know, the guy would be like, you know, you're dragging me down, bud.
Yeah, I'm just slip. Yeah. Click. It's either you or me, and it ain't going to be you, me. Yep. Click.
I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, right. But I'm with you. I go to these amusement parks, and I'm like, nope, no, I'm not doing the. Yeah. I'm not doing the drops. I'm not.
I try to talk it out of it. Like my oldest always asks me, he's like, hey, let's go do this roller coaster. It's like seven loops. I'm like, do we have to?
I've gotten off like wooden roller coasters with a headache that wouldn't go away the whole day.
Right.
Like my brain was rattled in my skull. Off of some of these roller coasters where I'm like, I was miserable the whole day. Bad and the Dumb coming up next. See, the Las Vegas Sphere, you did a whole segment, man. It's crazy. We'll continue with Wake Up Call.
This is Wake Up Call on the Sportsnap Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us as we continue with the good, the bad, and the dumb. God, I was just going through this Las Vegas Sphere. I'm amazed. This is amazing.
It's got to be on everyone's bucket list now.
Yeah, you should. You should go see it. All right, let's get the bad of the day. What's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is an interesting stat that has not occurred yet. Okay?
All right, but it could occur.
But it could.
Okay.
There's not one quarterback ever has lost to all 32 teams.
Oh, that's interesting.
Okay.
Right.
But Derek Carr has that opportunity.
Okay, so this weekend when they play the
Panthers. He right now has lost to 30 of 32 teams.
Okay.
He has not lost to the Panthers ever, but he'll get two opportunities this year. Now, unfortunately, obviously the other team he has never lost to is the Raiders.
He hasn't played the Raiders yet.
But assuming he's still with the Saints, he will get that opportunity next year because the Saints host the Raiders.
Okay, this is an interesting stat, and I hear me out on this because I'm trying to figure out why this hasn't happened. So let me dissect this a little bit. One, if you're losing to a lot of teams, the teams you kind of consistently play over the years,
yeah.
It's very unlikely that you're lasting in the league long enough
right.
to go through the cycle of playing the teams you play every 4 years. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
So, like, it's one thing to say, well, yeah, Tom Brady eventually did lose to all three teams in the AFC East. Okay, yeah, he gets two games a year.
Yeah,
That's fine.
He is not on the list, though.
Oh, no.
I do have the list.
I think he's beaten every team in the NFL.
Yeah. I do have a list of all the quarterbacks who have lost to 30 teams.
Okay. Give me a couple of those names.
Drew Bledsoe.
Okay. That makes a little sense because he lasted long enough and then he went to another conference.
Yeah. Brett Favre.
Same deal. Lasted long enough.
No, you'll see a pattern with all these. Drew Brees.
Gotcha.
Hasselbeck. Kitna. Palmer. Smith. Ryan.
Okay, so these are guys that played in another conference.
Right.
That's the key.
You got to play in another conference, and you got to have longevity in your career.
Because, again, if you're seeing the AFC North once every 4 years, you're probably beating a couple of those teams, and then you got to wait 4 years to play them again.
Right.
And then if you beat them again, that's 8 years. And if you stink at playing quarterback that you're losing to everybody in the league – you're not likely to last 8 years, but here's the other thing. Could you have longevity? Like, we just brought up Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan was there long enough to lose, because you can't win all the time, but you're good enough to keep your job.
You're good enough to stay.
Like Breeze. Yeah, they're good quarterbacks.
I mean, everyone I listed, they weren't terrible. I mean, maybe Matt Hasselbeck and John Kitna, you know, a little fringy right there, but everyone else, I mean, Alex Smith, Carson Palmer.
Right.
These were all really good quarterbacks that did play both AFC and NFC.
Did you mention Marcus Mariota?
No.
No, he's not on that list. See, there's a perfect example. There's a guy that played in two conferences, but he's not been in the league long enough
to get
opportunities where you could lose to an opponent.
And how often did he play for the Falcons?
Right, very short. Very tiny.
Is he still on the team, by the way?
No, he is.
Yeah, I thought so.
He is somewhere else. He is on his fourth team, because before the Falcons, he was on the Raiders, right? He played for the Raiders. like his backup to Derek Carr.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
that's right. Because he went from Tennessee to the Raiders, then the Falcons, and I think he's still in the league, but I can't. I can't remember where he's landed.
Oh, I'm checking it. So,
there you go.
He's with, okay.
Where is he? He's with the Eagles. Yeah. Okay. Well done.
Yeah. They win a Super Bowl. They take
you know what?
Mariota.
He's going to get a ring like Jim McMahon got a ring. Remember Jim McMahon got a second ring with the Green Bay Packers, and nobody remembers that.
So you think the Eagles are going to win?
Yeah, like the Eagles could win the Super Bowl and Marcus Mariota ends up with a ring where you go, how did he get? Because that's the thing with Jim McMahon. People go, Jim McMahon is a two-time Super Bowl champion. And then people go, no, the Bears only won one Super Bowl in the 80s. I was there. I remember it. And you go, no. He was on the Packers team when Brett Favre beat the Patriots. He was the backup. Yeah. And you go, really? And you go, yeah, he was. I had no idea. Same thing here. Marcus Mariota is going to get introduced as a Super Bowl champion.
Someday.
And you're going to go, how? He didn't win with the Titans. He didn't win with, he was Jalen Hurts' backup or third string or whatever he is with the Eagles. And that's how he got his ring. That's how, that'd be great. So by the way, kids, in your immaculate grid games in the future, if it says Super Bowl champion Eagles, don't do Jalen Hurts. That's everybody's guess. Don't do Nick Foles. That'll be everybody's guess. If Marcus Mariota is on the team and they win this year, use Marcus Mariota. It'll be like 0.02% of the people. In fact, you might be the only one.
Just give credit to Wake Up Call.
Yeah, and give credit. And same thing with Packers and Super Bowl champion. Yeah, it's easy. Bart Starr.
Yep.
Brett Favre. Yeah, exactly. I get it. Aaron Rodgers. Who's the MVP of Super Bowl 32? Was it? I think it was Desmond Howard.
Yeah, I think.
Super Bowl. One of the. No. Jim McMahon. It was Jim McMahon.
Yep.
It'll work for you. All right. What is the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day. Hold on. I had it here, but it's off my page. The dumb of the day is. This was funny. The dumb of the day goes to all the patrons of Jack's American Pub.
Okay, I was going to bring this up, and I did it because I knew you would. This is great. This is a great story.
We brought up this story last week.
Uh-huh.
And if you don't remember, this is what the stipulation was. Jack's American Pub was going to pay your bar tab if Aaron Rodgers started a game and the Jets lost.
Yep.
They would pay your bar tab.
So come on down and have some fun and root for the Jets to lose.
Right. And so what happened was Aaron Rodgers started Monday night. And there's nothing in the rules about he had to finish the game.
Nope.
Just that he had to be the starter. He started the game. He goes down in the first four plays. People started going, it's in the hole. It's in the bag. And just started ordering drink after and everything. Only to have it backfire on them. I think this is the greatest promotion ever.
Well done. Well done.
Like for the owners of Jack American Pub, they probably sat back that day and went like, wow. You know, first of all, that got us national attention twice.
Can you imagine going home and explaining to your wife what just happened and having any sympathy at all.
It's like, how'd you rack up a $200 bill at Jack American's Pub?
I got something to tell you, but it's not my fault, okay? It's not my fault. Okay, so you know me and the guys went down to Jack's, and we were watching Monday Night Football, right? You said it was okay, right? And you know they have that promotion that if Aaron Rodgers starts and they lose, you get free drinks, right? Okay. He got hurt, honey. He got hurt. And so we bought shots and beers all night long. You'd do the same thing with your girlfriends, right? I mean, you would. And then out of nowhere, an undrafted rookie returned a punt in overtime. And Christmas is canceled. You're not going anywhere. She's not going to budge.
No.
Okay. So Aaron Rodgers got hurt, and you thought you were getting free. Oh no, I get it. No, that's okay. Kids' college fund is down the drain, but I get it. You, Ted and Sam were all consuming shots and expensive beers all night long, thinking you wouldn't have to pay for it. No, that's fine. That's fine, honey. You're all right. Yeah, good luck. How amazing was that room when Gibson returned? Because here's the other thing. If you're a smart football fan and you're hoping for the Jets to lose, it wasn't so much Gibson running it in for a touchdown. Remember, because the Bills had possession, the Jets could win it with a field goal. So they were going down the field. He was in field goal range. You must have been like, uh-oh.
Well, I mean,
waitresses all passing out checks all to everybody.
That's what I love.
Here you go.
The reporter on scene did post to Twitter. He goes, so we were live on the air at Jack's when the Jets won, and everyone realized they weren't drinking for free after all.
Unbelievable.
Because, I mean, you know, and it's, you know, I guess there was another video floating around there. They were all, I mean, they were probably, well, I'm not going to say the only ones, but they were cheering when Rodgers went down.
Yeah, exactly.
And then cheering when they heard that he's not coming back, that he's out for the game, because it's in the back. You're talking about the Jets now having to rely on Zach Wilson playing against the Buffalo Bills.
Right.
That's easy money.
That's right.
Free drinks for everybody.
That's right. And by the way, here's the other cool thing. Because Rodgers is done for the year, this promo's over.
It's over.
Done.
Twice the greatest promo ever.
We did one game, and we made out like bandits. all those servers printing out checks, handing them out. It must have been great.
Sweet, great. Sweet music.
And I'll take this up when you're ready. I'm figuring it out. Well done. Well done. We'll continue. Wake Up Call, Sports Map Radio.